I'm wondering where we're seeing the examples of power trying to maneuver themselves or about is a very positive sign. I see it as actually hopeful, although maybe it's not so hopeful for those working at Yahoo and, you know, who are being tightened up. In fact, at my job that I'm working at, that they're doing the same thing. So you see it everywhere, the need to control and, you know, also to pinch pennies. I mean, that's part of control, being able to have money. And that's what's happening at Berkeley Unified School District. So you're right, the Raven. This is happening all over, everywhere. We are going through a transition, and it's hard to recognize it. Perhaps the answer is being played out as we start to reclaim our lives more and start to look away from power's attempts to claim our eyes. It's hard to understand where we're at when our ability to talk to one another is limited because we can't check in with each other.
And as you were talking about the speed up or the pressure, increased stress on you as a government employee, and government employees are particularly being targeted because they represent the residual legacy of the commons that power is determined to eradicate. But I was thinking about what we're seeing is that those with jobs are being told, be grateful, you have a job. And I believe this is preparation and that we need to start taking this seriously. Power is laying the groundwork for the world they want. They want so-called workers, people with jobs, to be quiescent, passive, grateful, so that when the inevitable self-organization of human beings apart from power begins to grow. It is inevitable because the earth has been consumed. They know they can't provide the quote-unquote jobs. They know we are not going to go passively into famine, hunger, drought. We will start talking with each other. And if the job, the wage, cannot serve as the panopticon, keeping power's eyes on us and our eyes on it, because even I believe that the intense pressure on people with jobs is directed more at the huge growing numbers of people without jobs. It's to keep us divided. And that if we can recognize that that's going on, then we can respond. How are we going to be prepared for this? It is, as I wrote in Waking Up, much like that Kempo stance, D-Way, that we learned in martial arts, that if you're prepared for something, you can keep your center. But if you're not, you get blown off center. And power has counted on that over the millennia, is keeping us unbalanced. Because they can throw crisis after crisis after crisis, always reminding us, be grateful you have a job. Be grateful you have food. Be grateful you're not dead. You know what I mean? There's a hierarchy of gratitude they've identified for us. And so how do we get prepared is the question. And I remember when the encampments were happening, I noticed that almost every encampment, I heard articulated the need for a planning space, and yet it never rose to the level of a demand. I believe a planning space is critical.